Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from South by Southwest. We're in the Intel AI Lounge, and I am really delighted to be joined by Dr. Mark Gianturco, CTO of the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege to be here.
So I think that many folks were probably here earlier when we were talking about the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. I think everyone has heard of you guys as the folks that are responsible for Amber Alerts.
Sure.
But why don't you just go ahead and introduce the organization and your charter there?
So we were actually formed in 1984. There's a very unfortunate incident where John Walsh and his wife, Reve, had their child abducted from a shopping mall in Florida. And unfortunately, their child was murdered, was found 2 weeks later. And what they found by going through that experience was that there was no coordinated response. So, you know, there are situations where if you have an emergency, you know to dial 911 or you know to reach out to the police, but there was no coordination. It was a very scattered response. It was something that probably could have been prevented with better education. So they decided their mission was going to be to eliminate this as a problem. And as a result of that, NCMEC was formed, the National Center. We have five main areas of responsibility. One is to serve as a national clearinghouse for missing children information. And we also analyze that information and try and put together full sets of case information that we can pass on to the police or the appropriate law enforcement to take action. We also deal with exploited children. We have a cyber tip line that gets electronic tips from various internet service providers. We do research on those and also turn those over, distribute them as appropriate. In addition to those two programs, we also do a number of training. We've trained about 250,000 law enforcement professionals over the years. We do family advocacy, so helping families that are struggling, going through a situation where their child is missing or is exploited, we work with them. And we also have prevention programs, helping public awareness and try to keep bad things from happening in the first place.
That sounds like a really robust system that you've put in place, but unfortunately, this is an all too common problem. Tell
Absolutely.
Me a little bit about how many cases your organization touches in any given year.
It's a huge number. Missing kids, we have been involved with assisting in closing over 220,000 missing kids cases, which is about 97% of the cases that have come to our attention since the center's been in operation. On the exploited children side, through the prevalence of the internet and the increase in good reporting from ISPs, we found that the numbers of tips we get through our automated cyber tip line has gone up significantly. That started in 1998, and we've had an aggregate of about 16 million tips over the years, with 15 of that 16 million coming just in the last 4 years.
Wow.
So roughly in the last 4 years, we've gone from 1 million to 2 million to 4 million to last year, 8 million tips. So obviously, it's very important that we learn how to handle scaling, automate processes, and work with tech partners such as Intel to be able to build innovations to become more effective at finding kids and stopping the exploitation.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, Mark, because it's such an interesting and compelling use of technology. So tell me a little bit about how the collaboration with Intel started and what it's focused on.
It's really focusing, the best answer for that is it's focusing on what we need. One of the things that's been spectacular with the collaboration is that we have a very dedicated team, and when they see an area in which we would like help, training, development, whatever our needs are, there's a very willing and eager set of volunteers to help. So Lisa Thee has helped us to put together the official partnership with the executive sponsorship of Lisa Davis. We also have four main areas we're working on now. One is some artificial intelligence, deep learning. Bob Rogers, a chief data scientist for Intel, has been involved with that, spectacular. Also work with Rachel Tyler on enterprise data management. One of the facets at NCMEC, due to the way we've grown organically over the years, we have a number of disparate systems, technologies, tools, And it's very important for us to realize where we can leverage information we already have to make connections we're not currently making. So we have an enterprise data management approach to be able to expose information throughout the organization. One of the metrics that's interesting is in the missing kids division, one of six endangered runaways, which are runaways that are at risk, are also sexually exploited. So when we can aggregate and compare information through those two very different functions, missing versus exploited, and see the relationships that are there, we can help recover kids and we can help stop the exploitation. So, you know, in short, we have those two areas. We're also working with some Intel capabilities to help scale our data centers and use some of your novel drive technologies. Mm-hmm. And we just completed a security assessment to make sure the information we have is protected at rest and in transmission. One of our mandates through Congress is to handle this child pornography and other apparent information, so it's very important that we keep a tight lid on that.
For sure. Now, you're also looking at image recognition and being able to automate that, and I would assume that that is a tremendous opportunity to scale in terms of addressing the cases that you're faced with.
Yeah, in fact, Ed Dixon, another of our volunteers, is working on a technology, PhotoDNA, which helps compare images to other images and notice similarities, and he's using a model that both makes it the comparison more efficient and allows us to scale and process many more than we can. We've already processed 158 million images and videos, and another challenge we have is the division between image and video. We're getting many more videos, and you know, imagine a video is only a sequence of really stills. So it makes the volume we have to deal with much larger. So part of our technology strategy has to be being prepared for where we're going to have to scale in the future.
And what has the results been thus far in terms of being able to drive more efficiency into the image analysis? What have you seen?
So one of the challenges we have, and one of the reasons partnerships like our partnership with Intel is so important, is we have very scarce resources. Mm-hmm. So we have to look at the ways we can put out the most significant fires first. And internally, we've been focusing on automation. So any place where analysts in any of our divisions have to manually work with information, we're looking for techniques to make that workflow more efficient and automate it. Intel is helping us with the leaps forward in innovation, which is spectacular. And one of those is the efficiency of processing images. And I believe, while it's not an immediate goal, we have fairly significant but modest goals for the year, although there's one big one that I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. There are a number of image technologies we could bring to bear in the future that would be significant game changers that are further out. The piece that we're hitting now that will help us find more kids, help law enforcement put more bad guys away, is dealing with cues of information we have. So we prioritize tips as soon as we get them in, and we can get them in electronically through our website, through our call center. The call center handles about 22,000 calls a month, so it's a 24/7 operation. And after we've triaged them and determined the most critical ones to handle, we get on those immediately, but there's a backlog for handling. They're all important, but obviously some are seen as less critical. And one of the initiatives that Intel has targeted is reducing that backlog, that pipeline, from 30 days down to 1 day, which for us is huge.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now, you've built an incredible core competency. You're working on some technology innovations. When you look out at the next couple of years for NCMEC, what do you see in terms of the types of things that you want to accomplish?
So I think the landscape right in front of us is making sure we have an enterprise approach to all of our information. And to make our internal resources, our software developers, our technical department, as efficient as possible by standardizing on tools and technologies and developing an architecture where everything can communicate with each other. Looking forward, this year we're internally innovating through automation. In the future, what's really exciting to me, and this is visionary, but finding ways we can develop standards so that we can utilize crowdsourcing and publicly available information to help find more kids or recover more kids. And one of those efforts that I think would be very interesting, there are a number of cameras at public venues that have the capability to identify faces. if we published in a common format all of the missing kids and provided an API so that these cameras in a standard way could reference that library, we could recover kids. I know we could save kids. And in fact, the kidnapping that spawned NCMEC was a child being abducted for a shopping center. If we had that in place in a shopping center today, you could go up to the guard, say, I was with my child coming in. They could reference and find you, then see the child from that same frame, compare that moving forward, and find out what happened and where the child went immediately. So things like that are very exciting to me and are certainly within the realm of technology for us to move forward with in the future.
That's fantastic. What an important mission, and it's so exciting to hear the progress that you guys are making. If folks are listening online, they want to get involved, they want to contribute to the effort, what would you say to them?
I am so happy you said that. So thank you for that question. We actually have a few teams that work actively with cases, and they're composed of generally law enforcement professionals who have retired or other specialists. However, right now we have a hackathon going on at this conference. Cloudera and Intel are sponsoring it. We have 25 teams signed up. It's open for a month, so I believe people can still sign up. And the focus of this hackathon is to find novel ideas, novel concepts, novel ways to enrich the data set we have to help find children. One of the teams yesterday, I was sitting at Cloudera's office just being there to answer questions. Mm-hmm. And they had a very interesting trend analysis where they were looking at the domain of children who are missing, when they go missing, where they go missing from, trying to find commonalities that help characterize what might be a dangerous situation for a child. And we could certainly tie that into our education and prevention program in the future based on the results of that. The other thing that's novel and very interesting to me, I consider a hackathon a success if we find an idea, a concept, something that we can say, hey, that's really interesting, let's try to move that forward. The approach here is to have several iterations of the hackathon, which will allow us to focus and direct as we move forward and will give us a much higher likelihood of having something that's much closer to production level at the end of the effort. A couple of other things. We actually have 3 software engineering positions open right now at NCMEC. So anyone in the Washington, D.C. area who might happen to hear this, would love for them to reach out. It's a very rewarding job. I've been in tech my entire career. I've been at NCMEC for the last year, and we're not only doing very important work, but it's very fulfilling. It's great to know at the end of the day that you've helped to make the world a little bit better.
Well, software developers, you heard the call to action there. Engage with NCMEC and try to help with their initiative. Mark, thank you so much for the time today.
Oh, my pleasure.
It was a real
pleasure.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.